A growing number of small business owners are holding down costs by trying out a concept known as retail space sharing. It is exactly what it sounds like. Businesses team up to share space and customers. These economic marriages of convenience can have real advantages and some stresses. Susanna Capilouto of member station WABE sent this report.
Like so many great relationships, this one began in Paris, where Sarah O'Brien found her passion.
My obsession comes from just loving French food and French pastries when I went to France, and then wanting to make perfect croissants, and then you make so much pastry and you can't eat it all and you end up opening a bakery.
It's called Little Tart Bake Shop, and she shares space with Octane, a local coffee roaster. It's another business born out of obsession, says owner Tony Riffle. He started the company with his wife.
We got into it with a passion for learning about coffee, and that's just something that has stayed with us, and seeing if we could build a business from it.
Tony, the coffee guy, and Sarah, the pastry lover, didn't know each other before they came together to share this bright warehouse space in Atlanta's Grant Park neighborhood. It was their landlord who served as matchmaker, suggesting they create a new business relationship.
I always say roommates because I feel like it's that same, you know, we have to figure out our, we have to split our bills. We have to split the cleaning duties. It's just like having a roommate, you know, without the, like, chore chart.
To keep their businesses separate, each one has its own payment station, using the online app Square to collect money from customers. The payment stations sit right next to each other between the bakery display on the left and the coffee counter on the right.
But the croissant is $4.32.
And if you get a coffee with that croissant, it's another swipe of your card on the next register.
Do you want to use the same card for the coffee?
That's $3.78 for the coffee.
This dual payment is new to Mae Quatch, who is visiting from Chicago and here for the first time.
I mean, it's kind of strange that I have to pay twice because why couldn't it be on one single system, I guess?
Such a system doesn't exist, says Sarah, and she's looked for it everywhere. So retailers are making do, and it's not stopping people from sharing spaces. The website thestorefront.com matches people wanting to sell things with available space, including shared spaces, says owner Eric Eliason.
There's so many other tools that make it easy to start a business today, whether it's something like eBay or Shopify to sell online, or YouTube and Twitter to market your services. What we want to do is be the next step in that evolution.
Eliason says the storefront has grown by 500% each year since it started in 2012. It operates in four major cities and specializes in short-term business relationships from a few days to a year.
It's kind of like dating before you get married, and the marriage could be a long-term lease.
One such relationship is thriving in Mount Clemens, Michigan. 5 years ago, Jennifer Rossi opened Mind's Eye Bookstore there. She sells books on alternative healing and gives wellness classes. She shares a space with the Bodhi Seed Yoga Studio owned by Pat Hill. The two talk to me about their experience, starting with Pat.
Of course, there's little things that have popped up from time to time, noise levels or
Something left in the wash tub that caused an overflow. But it was nothing major, nothing that was ever catastrophic.
We've never talked divorce.
Yeah.
Like any relationship, retail space sharing works best with a lot of communication, respect, and some luck in finding the right partner. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capilouto in Atlanta.